Embark on a journey with us where resilience meets opportunity. This is the Dirt Road to Success.
Hi, I'm Skip Colvin, and welcome back to Dirt Road to Success. I am super excited about our guest today. He's been a friend of mine for quite a while. I know his dad and his mom and just a fantastic family. But I want to introduce you to Grant Godwin. Grant Godwin, the great Grant Godwin, to be honest with you, also known as the typical liberal, exposing the liberal lies throughout the nation. I am super, super excited. I've been trying to get him on the show for a while, but you know what? He's been kind of busy. Been kind of busy, hadn't you, Grant?
I've had a lot going on between Mardi Gras, fishing, going down to the fish camp to help out there, St. Patrick's Day. It's been tough.
Yeah.
It's been
very tough. And now we're in the middle of election season.
Oh, yeah. So, now it's heat up time. Now it's like the overwhelming factor of you've got every news agency posting right now. It's coming out like wild. It's spreading like wildfire, these stories. So.
That's right. That's right. And you're right in the middle of it. So, which is exciting because, you know, I've been following you for a while. And, of course, I always kind of dig into the things that you post and the information that you're putting out there with your good buddy DC Drano, which, guys, if you don't know, I'm just letting you know right now, we've been doing some pretty hot and heavy shows lately. So I'm going to tell you, go find me on Americonic.com because I would imagine that YouTube may cancel me pretty soon. So we've had some pretty heavy topics, and today's no different. Today's no different. We're going to talk about suppression in the media. We're going to talk about suppression in voters. We're going to talk about these crazy topics that's going on. I mean, stuff is dropping like crazy, like you said. And so I'm really anxious to dig into this. But, you know, for my audience that doesn't know you, which would be surprising, I want you to go find The Typical Liberal, The Typical Liberal on Instagram, Facebook. What else are you on? What is your X label?
It's the typical L-I-B, lib, because there was too many characters.
The typical lib, yeah. So my X is Dirt Road Success. I had to leave out a couple of characters on there, too, so I understand how that goes. So as my audience, we want you to go in and follow Grant and just kind of see all the action that he's in the middle of. So, but let's open it up to this. This typical liberal, this platform that you've developed is really about sharing your voice. What drove you to do this, and when did you start it all?
So this is a story of that goes all the way back to high school. And I love the high school I went to. It was an incredible school. I have nothing bad to say about it. But I will say I was never, you know, the best student. I never was good at, you know, getting A's in math and nothing like that. But I never got anything less than an A in history, social studies, American government, anything pertaining to politics in any way, shape or form, whether it comes to history, whatever it might be. I always got an A in that class. That was just my calling. I've always did it. And then I get my first teacher that we disagreed heavily and debated a lot in school and during class. And that teacher gave me a B. My first B in history or government. It was actually in that class. It was, I'm trying to remember, I believe it was American government. And I'm like, There's no way I'm going to be in American government. And so it was, I started my page in protest to him because I call it the typical liberal. Cause I'm like, this guy's a liberal. Then looking back, if it wasn't for that, I would not have built this empire that I've built. Yeah. But I really, you know, so I do appreciate him for that. You know, it was the right time, right place. And that's why I started my page, is because my teacher gave me a B in a class I should have got an A in.
So really what you did was you took that as fuel to create a platform where your voice could be heard and it could contrast. You know, when people say the typical liberal, they think, oh, well, wait a minute, what's that? But it's really an oxymoron. It's really the antithesis of what liberalism is. You're basically exposing the hypocrisy that the liberals put out there. So it's good for thee, but not for me. Right.
Right. When I first started, I was making memes that would, the typical liberal would say, this is what a typical liberal would say. And that's where it, you know, expanded into what it is today. Going back to that point of, you know, my liberal teacher gave me a B, and that's what fueled me to start this. That's that, in protest of that, you got to think of how many people are in school today that they can't even think about saying their something their teacher won't agree with, or they're going to lose. I mean, you're in college, right? Yeah. You have to pass, and you're just, you're going to lose it all, you know, because of one thing you said wrong that the teacher doesn't like. Now you're going to get an F for it. You know, that's just, that's not the way this country should be founded. That's not the way this country was founded on. And it certainly shouldn't be the way we're operating it today, especially in what I call higher education, not even close.
Right. There shouldn't be a problem with having a discourse or a discussion or even an argument that is respectful with someone who thinks something differently than you. But you're right. You know, we've had quite a few education people on, and they talk about this very subject that, you know, the schools today, high school and college, are 100% pushing their own agenda. And if you disagree with it, then you're right. You're cast out or you're pushed aside. And of course, that caused you to create the typical liberal. But really, there's much more. It just morphed into something much bigger. Now, what years was this when you started the typical liberal?
Oh, that had to be 2014 when I started it.
So 10 years.
Yes,
10 years. Wow. Think about where you were 10 years ago to where you are today. I mean, you're married. You've got, you know, you're got all kinds of things going on. You've played in some major political circles since you started the typical liberal, hadn't you?
That's right. And the way I look at it is when I'm preaching my values, which are conservative values, there's a lot to it that, in my personal opinion, God is putting in my head and or helping me expand on in my head to tell my followers, to tell my fans, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. This isn't just me talking. I mean, they are my views, right? But what are my views based on? You know, Christian values, 100% Christian values.
It's that biblical worldview that you grew up knowing, because I know your parents, you grew up knowing, and that's what your values are based on. And that's what's being attacked right now, Grant, is people who have Christian values. So expand on that a little bit. That's what you're putting out. That's what you're focused on, is those Christian values, but that's what's being attacked.
The fact, there is no stopping point for these people. And that's why I don't think a lot of Americans are realizing it, right? Because at the beginning of this whole, let's use the LGBTQ, whatever movement, right?
Whatever it is today. Yeah.
Let's use that as an example. So, years ago, back, I want to say 2014, 2015, it was the whole argument was, we just want to get married. We just want to get married. And a lot of Christians are like, well, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman, and we don't have a problem with y'all getting, you know, having something similar. Why won't you just call it a union or something? Just don't call it marriage, because that kind of disrespects what we call marriage, right? Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't work. So they got marriage. Okay, fine. They got marriage. Let's fast pace it all the way to now. All right. Now we have kindergartners being taught that it's okay to change your gender.
That's right.
There's only two. So we went from let them get married to now I'm going to tell your kids that they can, you know, be whatever they want to be. Now that works. And in America, you can be whatever you want to be as a benefit to society, but you can't cut something off and say you're something else. That's not how God built you.
No, that's exactly right. And let's go back to what you just said. There's only two genders.
You can't turn an innie into an outie or an outie into an innie.
That's right. And what they're doing, the sickening thing that they're doing in these schools, is they're encouraging these children to make a choice to be something different, and they don't want the parents to know. And that's the scary part. I mean, you think about what you were talking about. You went to a great school, and, you know, I grew up, I'm much older than you. I mean, but I grew up in an environment where the people would be put in jail if they did this 30 years ago. And now it's almost the parents will be put in jail if you go against what the teacher is trying to teach these kids nowadays. So you helping expose the lies and the hypocrisy of these school districts that are promoting this is paramount to people being awoken to what's really going on. You can't go say a little boy, we're going to cut your penis off and you're going to be a girl. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. But that's kind of the message they're trying to put out there.
Right, that's California through and through. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of the exact bill, but you can get your kids taken away by CPS if you don't affirm their gender that they say they are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So this also brings into light how much government overreach is now going into the family, right?
Yep.
Because the family is supposed to build a wonderful person to go into society and then better our country, mm-hmm. right? But now it's all about the government telling you what you can and cannot say and what you can and cannot do for your children, which is, if that is one of the scariest things to me. And that's how far we've lost our American society, which we can get it back. I don't want to, there's a difference between red pill, black pill, white pill. I don't want to black pill anybody by saying we're so far gone, we can't save it. That's not true at all, because sunshine is always the best disinfectant when it comes to this stuff.
Yep.
You want to make sure that Americans know, hey, this little bill that they're talking about that you think is just lilies and roses is actually knives and daggers. Okay. You need to actually, because people don't think about stuff like that. They read a headline. It's called reading a headline and then you're done. You need to dig in. You need to see what your representatives are talking about, because I guarantee there's going to be something in there you don't like.
Well, it's in the famous words of the infamous, I'll be careful how I say that, the infamous Nancy Pelosi. Well, we need to pass the bill to see what's in it. That's the most asinine, stupidest, most ignorant comment that any politician can ever make. And I'm saying it just like that. How dare a politician say, well, we have to pass the bill in order to see what's in it? You know what? That tells me you can't read. Okay. Yeah. And let's bring up something you just mentioned. The Supreme Court Justice Jackson, this lady just came out and basically said that, and I'm gonna make sure I read this verbatim if I can get this pulled up here. Basically, her view is Justin Jackson appears to be saying that she believes that the state's view would prevent the government from explaining its facts or position to the social media company when there's a danger or imminent threat. Whatever they believe, the Supreme Court or the government believes to be incorrect, this lawsuit that Louisiana, Missouri is doing that's sent to the Supreme Court, they're basically saying, well, she believes, Jackson, Supreme Court Jackson believes that the government should be able to suppress that information if they don't like what it is. That's totally going against the First Amendment. Okay. Now we see where this information's come out with Google, that Google interfered 41 different times since 2016 in elections by suppressing either searches or suppressing information on the right to support it on the left. Goes back to what you just said. The bills, this information, these politicians, they're doing everything they can to suppress free speech in a way that allows us to point to our views. And that's why your site, The Typical Liberal, is so important about getting out the truth.
There's very few people that can reach that grand audience anymore because they keep banning everybody.
Yes.
Right? And the issue with it all is they are censoring. They're 100% censoring. It took me 6 months to grow from, I was at like 2.6 million. I couldn't grow any more than that for 6 months. It was always just going down. And then now all of a sudden election time comes up and it starts, I've noticed it only lets me get 2,000 a day. I can only grow about 2,000 a day. And I'm sitting there watching. I look at the metrics very closely. They're doing it on purpose. Without a doubt, they're doing it on purpose. And when it comes down to the censorship for the fact of the Supreme Court not to say something, it's mind blowing to me.
Well, it is. Yeah. What would you think? I mean, if you were in the position of these politicians bringing these things before the Supreme Court, what would be your number one argument to the Supreme Court for not suppressing information? I mean, I want our viewers to see exactly what you see and how you feel about it. What would your argument be to the Supreme Court? Hey, don't suppress information because.
Don't suppress information because it's the First Amendment. Our founders said the most important thing you can do is not suppress the speech. So we're going all the way back to our founding documents.
Yes.
Right. And so when it boils down to it, you don't have any it's like, okay, so I'm voting for a representative. You know how we had a whole revolution over taxation without representation.
Yes.
I mean, we're kind of there again. I mean, we really kind of are. Mm-hmm. We're not revolution. I'm just saying we're at the taxation without representation point of it. Right. So if you're not going to even take your oath of office seriously, if you're not going to think that the First Amendment, the number one thing our founders said and then the second to protect the first. If you don't see those things as important to this country, which it was founded on,
yep,
then you're not a serious justice. You're not a serious politician. You're not a serious justice. You're not a serious American. At the end of the day, you're not even a good American at that.
Well, I asked that question to spin it back around and say this. So this Justice Jackson does not believe that we should have the right to be able to say, as a First Amendment right, to be able to say what we want to say on social media and everything else. She believes that it should be suppressed based on what the government believes. Let's spin this around, Grant. When she says something we don't like and we want to suppress it and we suppress it, oh my gosh, the hands would go up. Because remember, the whole thing about the liberal side of things is they want to be able to do what they want to do to us, but we certainly can't do it in return. Now, you think about all the different things that happened in the 2020 election, and man, let me tell you, these January Sixers are paying for it because they went out and expressed their right to protest, and the left went after them pretty bad. And look at, you got people that's been in jail for years and not had any kind of trial. You've got people that's been sentenced to something that the BLM and the other Antifa type people and the Hamas people, they did the exact same thing plus some, and nothing has happened to them. So it is a two-tiered justice system. No matter what anybody wants to say, it is a two-tiered justice system. How do you approach from your platform to be able to get this message out? How do you approach to tell people, hey, here's what you've got to do. Here's where how you have to stand up. Here's where you need to draw the line in the sand because you need to stand up against this tyranny.
Big question. So when it boils down to it, I call them the DOJ. It's nothing other than the Gestapo.
Absolutely.
That's all it is now. If you're not a Democrat, guess what? They're going to find anything they absolutely can on you.
Yep.
And what can you do as an individual? Your vote matters. It sucks because of 2020. People are like, I saw them steal it right in front of my eyes. I saw the numbers. I saw the 3 a.m. jump, which is statistically impossible, not improbable. Impossible. You know that big old Joe Biden jump. Yeah. It's like, oh, this huge. And then they justify it as, oh, it's just this huge jump. You know, that they just started counting. So 100-something thousand went straight to Joe and didn't go to Trump or whatever the number was.
Yeah.
It was zero to Trump. And then the number was all Joe. So but that discouraged a lot of people from voting.
Right.
Now, a lot of people don't know what a lot of states have changed a lot since 2020. All right. There's been a lot of voting laws changed. There's been a lot of nefarious little things that have been removed from the law. And Laura Trump just took over the RNC.
Which is great. Congratulations, Laura Trump. I'm super excited for that. Yep. Now, Whatley, do you know much about Whatley?
Do I know much about what now?
Whatley, the guy that's running the RNC?
I do not.
Yeah, I don't know much about him either. But I know Laura Trump's there, and I know she's going to fight for our rights.
And for her to pretty much, I'll tell you why I don't know a lot about him, because back in 2018, I went to D.C. and had a meeting with the RNC. Me and a bunch of other influencers, Drana was there, Anna Polina there. She's now in Congress. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there and we're talking to them, and I'm telling them what they need to do. I'm like, you got to do X, Y, Z. If you want to get this out, X, Y. Like, yeah, we don't know if we really want to do that. And I said, all right, I'm wiping my hands clean. Y'all don't care about solving the problem. I want nothing to do with you. That was the old RNC.
Yeah.
All right. I have nothing good to say about the old RNC. I've always talked trash on the RNC. They're terrible.
So you weren't a Rana? You weren't a Rana fan?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, no. I didn't like them at all. Because I'm sitting there and I'm saying, y'all want to solve. It's like they say, here's our problem, and then I give you the solution, and then you don't want to solve the problem.
Yeah, it's lip service, Grant. They just want to give lip service. They're typical bureaucratic politicians.
Right, but now I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I will say, because Laura Trump got in there, and then they fired dang near everybody, which Perfect. Is good.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I would have done. If I would have somehow got in there and said, you're all gone, bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye, bye-bye. Unemployment would be very high for that day,
yes.
Which is what it we need was. To do when Trump comes back. We need to do that with the IRS, FBI, CIA, NSA. Sorry, I'm just getting on a little bird walk there. But
all three-letter agencies need to go.
That's right.
As, The vet called it. He says, you just got to scrap it. The corruption is cancer, and cancer spreads. It's like a stage four cancer spreading. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. But he said, you got to gut it, and you got to completely remove it and start over.
I agree. I agree 100%. I think you can't salvage what's there. I think you have to cut it out and move on.
100%. There's no other option.
Talk a little bit about, you mentioned this just briefly just now, but talk a little bit about some of the things that's been changed in the laws in these states. And this is an encouragement to our viewers, right? We want our voters, okay, because I vote. I mean, and if you don't vote, shame on you, right? You got to express your voice. But tell me some of these things that's happened to give us some encouragement that we won't see another 2020 where things are ripped out from under us and people are pulling bins from underneath the desk after everybody tapes up the paper, you know, the windows and all that stuff, and just basically shuts out the transparency. Tell me what we can do to be encouraged by this.
Right. So I don't know if you remember when in Atlanta, like the pipe bursting and then they're kicking poll watchers out. Mm-hmm. So majority of the battleground states, from my understanding, have completely changed that to where not the pipe bursting, obviously, but you can't be kicking out poll watchers.
No.
All right. And when it comes down to it, they were ballot harvesting like crazy in 2020.
Yeah.
Right. And the Republicans are like, oh, we don't agree with that. We think that's just not the way to go about it. I say that's another thing that I can't stand about the traditional RNC outlook on things. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If they're doing it, you have to do it better. I don't care if you agree with it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you agree. Go do it.
You're right. And so that's what Laura Trump's doing with Scott Presser. I don't know if you know who Scott Presser is. I've
been kind of following him a little bit. Yeah.
And so for all your viewers, for them to be encouraged, y'all need to look up who Scott Presser is. He has registered more Republicans to vote than anybody I've ever seen in history.
Wow.
He is now employed by the RNC to go ballot harvest legally on behalf of the RNC. So we're making major moves, right? Because if the Democrats are going to ballot harvest 1,000, we need to ballot harvest 100,000.
Yeah, that's right. Because they're going to steal some of those. Right, if we don't change the way the voting is done through Dominion, and I'm saying it, that's just the way it is. But if we don't change the way that's done, it's going to be hard. We've got to do a better job.
We have to do a better job. And I'm trying to think off the top of my head. There is a state that got rid of Dominion, but I'm trying to remember. I can't remember it off the top of my head, which gives me a lot of hope. Georgia didn't, from my understanding.
Yeah, you got Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania are going to be your states to watch because.
Right. I believe it was Wisconsin.
Okay.
I don't want to quote that. Because I can't remember exactly, but when you see so many headlines a day, you really got to suck in what you can.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's almost overwhelming. I mean, I talked to a good friend of mine who's retired, and I said, I mean, Jeff, how do you keep up with all this? Not your dad, Jeff, but I said, how do you keep up with all this stuff? He says, look, I spend the first 3 or 4 hours in the morning going through it. I take a break till the afternoon. I go through it again. And then at night when there's nothing else on to watch, I'll look at some more stuff. Well, he's spending 6 to 9 hours a day just absorbing information. And like you said, not reading the headline, but he digs into the article, digs into it. And, you know, my very, very smart man, my grandfather told me one time, he said, believe nothing what you see and nothing what you hear and nothing what you read, and you'll be okay. And so he just don't believe anything, right? Because somebody can read, they can say a lie, they can show you a lie, or they can type a lie, you know? And so the reality is you have to do your own digging. And, you know, I'm fortunate because I do have people like you and other people that I trust. And really, you know, I follow a lot of different people, but I just take the data in and I try to decipher what's real and what's not. And it's hard. You know, I work a full-time job. I've got the podcast. I've got some other projects that we're working on. And look, my plate is full. So I have about that much time to really decipher through what the truth is. And some days that's difficult.
Right. And when it boils down to it, you absolutely need anybody that's hearing this message. When you see something and you hear something, like let's say on CNN or Fox, or it doesn't matter, or this podcast, for example, take it, absorb it, but you need to make your own opinion about it. Mm-hmm. You need to say, okay, well, why is Skip saying this? Why is he saying this on the podcast, or why is somebody saying that on Fox News? Why is CNN saying that? I agree with it, maybe, but I want to know why do you agree with it, and figure out what's going on, what's in the actual bill, what's being said, like the whole TikTok ban thing.
Yeah.
Right. So that's divided a lot of Republicans, because, and I'm 50-50 because it's 100% a Chinese military weapon. There is no question about it. And if I don't think it should be banned, but I do think they should be forced to sell it to an American company.
Right.
I definitely, but that's not the issue with the bill. The bill, what bothers me with the bill is it says any website, app, anything, there's more words, right? Blog, whatever that they deem is owned, not blog. I don't think blog was in there. That is owned by a foreign adversary, then they can just ban it. And going through that, they called me a Russian asset for 4 years.
Yeah, they called Trump a Russian asset.
Right. So we're just going to ban that. So I like the idea of the bill, but I don't. So that's the whole point of my previous statement. Mm-hmm. I like what they're saying, but I need to know, you know, what's going on. And so now I'm 50-50 because I don't want them to. The bill has to be changed. That's for sure. If I was voting on it today, I'd vote no, because it has to be changed from what's being said.
You know, you bring up a good point, Grant. It's about reading the bill. Right. And you know,
as Nancy Pelosi doesn't want you to do that, though.
No, not until it's passed. Not until it's passed. Yeah. So go back to your whiskey, Nancy. But, you know, the reality to the bills are, you know, sometimes these bills are 600-700 pages. And they fill them with all of this crap, these appropriations and all these different things that have nothing to do with the original bill. I wish there was a way, from a political standpoint, we could go back to single sourcing a bill. The bill is designed for X and nothing else. Don't add anything to it. Don't take anything away. Present it, and it'll either pass on its own merits or it won't. But what happens is they take these bills. And a lot of people don't realize this. They'll take a bill that's got a great topic, a great subject line, but they'll add all this pork into it. Well, you know, I want to add this appropriations to this, and I want to add this appropriations to that. And what you do is you completely convolute it, you know.
Right.
And look, it's been going on for generations. I don't know how you fix it, but I do know that that's one thing that I think bothers the grassroots America. And what I mean by grassroots, Grant, it's the people like me and like you that are out here working, making a W-2, you know, going to work every day, trying to feed our families, trying to take care of our families, that aren't, you know, living the elitist life. You know what I mean? And you know, we want to have real news, real facts, nothing fake, which the media, I can't, you know, CNN, I'm not even going there. And what's so funny about the two articles I brought up on the Google interference and the justice were on MSN, which I don't follow. But even the mainstream media, the MSNs of the world, the CNNs of the world, are picking up what is going on. They're picking up what Justice Jackson's saying. Hey, well, guess what, CNN? You better think about that, because if you say something she doesn't like, that means she can suppress you. Or right. Google, don't focus on go to DuckDuckGo. I go to DuckDuckGo for everything now. I don't go to Google to do searches, because Google has their slanted bias, their liberal bias on everything that you're searching. So, you know, we got to be careful as people. Where do we get our information? You know, where do we get our data so we can get to the facts? Where is a good recommendation from you to go find true facts about subjects?
So there's actually a search engine called Freespoke that I really like.
Freespoke, okay.
So when you type in, you know, let's just say you're searching Supreme Court ruling, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever you're searching, it'll pull up all the articles, but it'll say left or right on it, or it'll say, it'll tell you who is publishing this. All right. And if they're left or if they're right, or if they're actually independent. So I like that as a search engine. But I really like Breitbart. Of course, everybody loves Breitbart.
Okay.
But other than that, another way to look at it is when you have CNN with the same article as Fox does, if you could just combine them together and then scrape out the words that are, you know, see what's different for both of them, but just keep what's similar, then you know what's real and what's fake.
Yeah.
But going back to what you were talking about just a minute ago, and how do you fix these screwed up bills? And it all boils down to the politicians allowing it to happen to begin with. But it's like people ask me, well, how do you get the dirty politicians out? Well, if I was president, I mean, if I was in Congress, or if this is something that I would propose, it would never get voted on though, because they'll never vote themselves out. But you obviously know term limits. We need term limits.
A big term limit guy. Yeah.
Because they're not going to vote themselves out of a job. But what I would say is, what if we could come make their income instead of a standard congressional salary? Why don't we make their income the same median income? I mean, I'm sorry, the average income of their constituents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll keep them. That all the people that go to Congress to make money with their special interests. That's another thing. Ban stock trading for anybody in Congress.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. 100%.
But then if you have people working for their average income or their constituents and they want it higher, then do something in Congress to make their wages higher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not a California $25 or $50 minimum wage.
No, it's called bringing jobs.
What kind of craziness is this? Back. It's crazy talk, Grant. Was it $50 in a minimum wage an hour?
Oh my gosh, these big, well, they see how far they can get, right?
Yeah.
That's another thing that Democrats do that the Republicans don't do, and I wish we did. They say something so outrageous, right, that we would never vote on, but they don't really want that. They want what's in the middle. And so they know that the Republicans will well, we're not gonna go that far, but we'll meet you in the middle. We never do that.
No.
Never do. But that's the Democrat playbook, is to say something so outrageous to where they'll never say yes. But okay, well, maybe if we do half that and then we throw y'all a little something, you know, that's what the Democrats do. And the pros at
it. It's negotiation. You know, that's why you think about
that's
it.
That's why they hated Trump. He was a better negotiator.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I remember Trump and Schumer. I can't stand him. Trump and Schumer's in the office, and Schumer said, well, you're going to shut down the country. He said, yes, and that's on me. And well, guess what? They came to an agreement, because Schumer's like, oh, crap, this guy will negotiate, you know. But think about, too, what you just said about the negotiation piece. Something else that the Democrats do that the Republicans need to do is, man, they rally behind whoever. Okay, right. They stay unified, man. I mean, they're all lying, or they're all cheating, or they're all doing something, but they're unified. Whatever that cause is, they're unified. Republicans over here, man, they're fractured. You know, one person will say something that, oh, that's I don't like that. Well, who cares? If it's the truth, if you don't like what they say, you know, that's okay, but stay unified. And that's the problem with the Republican Party. You know, they don't want to fight for each other. They just want to fight for their own cause.
You have a difference, a major split that's happening in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the left has just kept going left, and they've all joined together further left.
Yep.
The Republicans now, you have Grand Old Party, right? You have the GOP, and then you have the MAGA Republicans. Well, guess what? The GOP is old and crusty, and it's pretty much gone.
Yeah.
It's MAGA Republicans or nothing at this point.
Yep.
And that's why you still see, you know, the Mitch McConnells arguing back and forth in Congress against Trump, because they're GOP. They don't like Trump. They've been doing their sleazy voting for decades.
Yep.
You know, almost a century for Mitch McConnell, because he's so old.
Well, yeah. And when his battery switch goes off, he just freezes.
He just freezes. But he's no different than Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And they're attacking Mitch, but they won't attack Joe Biden. So it just shows we have nobody. We have no media on our side that's like actually mainstream. No. Fox got bought out. You know, if you're getting rid of Tucker Carlson, you're not on our side.
No, you're right. You're right. That's exactly right. Let's just start our own network, Grant. Let's go ahead and let's announce it right now on this podcast. We're going to start our own news network, and let's try to launch it January 1, because it'll take a while to put it together. But I think we launch our own news network that's fact-based. You know, they got rid of OAN. They tried to get rid of Newsmax, but Newsmax went a little bit more middle to keep them on DirecTV. But OAN, hey, OAN, let's join forces. Let's bring in some people who will talk about facts and put the news out there for people to do. Stream it on Americana.com. Do something to get it out for the people to be able to get to it.
Right. And it's what we really need is you have the George Soros of the left. We don't have a George Soros of the right. That's just funding right wing causes. We've got a couple, you know, heavy hitters in the right wing side, but nothing like George Soros does. I mean, he's throwing, that's why all the DAs and all these major cities are all Democrats now, George Soros Democrats, because he funded their campaign.
Well, think about Nikki Haley's campaign. You had the left funded Nikki Haley's campaign. That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you, I'll make this announcement now. The Powerball and the Texas lottery is big enough. I'll go ahead and win it. I'll go ahead and win it. And I'll just put 90% of that money towards the right and doing what we need to do to fund the things we need to fund. How's that? You good with that?
Good with that.
Okay. Sounds like okay. If somebody will just give me the winning numbers, I'll do it.
Yeah, right.
Look, Grant, let's talk about where you are right now. I mean, you've got the election coming. You've got, your plate is going to be full between now and November, right? What can we do other than just vote? What can we do to help your cause other than follow you and talk about different things? Tell us something we can do as voters.
So as voters, you need to go and make sure when you go vote, your neighbor's going to vote. And the guy next door to your neighbor's going to vote. Mm-hmm. And the guy next door to him is going to vote. And you need to make sure that everybody you know is going to vote. That is the most important thing we can do, because there's also a thing called pass the margin of fraud when it comes to these numbers, right?
Tell me what that means.
Pass the margin of fraud is, and I think Trump was, he's passed the margin of fraud. And I believe Michigan, I want to say Ohio. I have to pull that. I better pull up the article again, but Jack Posobiec on Twitter, he is an ex. He's talked about it a bunch. He's a good friend of mine too. He's a very smart guy. And he passed the margin of fraud means it doesn't matter how many votes they're going to steal, Trump's still going to beat him because he's passed that number, that threshold of how many votes they can shove into a machine, right?
I'm following what you're saying. So what happened in the 2020 was that it was fairly close. How that is, I won't get in. That's another show. We can talk about the algorithm that they used in Dominion. I've got some really good sources on that. That's another show. So they basically stole so many votes that it went above and beyond. And so what we need to do as Republicans, we need to vote so much, no matter how many they steal, they can't win it.
Right.
Yep.
100%. That's how we get past the margin of fraud. Mm-hmm. And it's a real thing. And I wish I had that tweet in front of me.
Yeah. So we need to take our mama. We need to take our grandmama, our granddaddy, our daddy, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our neighbors, even the neighbors we don't like. We need to take them all down to vote. I mean, look, load them in the back of the truck if you got to, and get them down to the voting booth because they need to vote. If they don't vote and things go south like it did, look, I know I voted. I know you voted. But I know some people that didn't vote in the 2020 election. And they start complaining. I say, hey, shut up. I don't want to hear it. You didn't express your right to vote. I don't want to hear your argument. When you can buy less at the grocery store, you got to buy less fuel, you can't afford the things that you used to be able to afford, I don't want to hear it. You know, when fuel prices are high because you shut down the Keystone Pipeline day one, you lose all those jobs, those people are trying to be repurposed somewhere else, and we're having to pick up oil from other countries versus do it in our own, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you complaining. So anyway, I'll let you jump back on the voting deal.
You're absolutely right. But another thing you do is go to the RNC and say, hey, I want to go under Scott Pressler and I want to work under him as a volunteer. Because Scott Pressler, I'm telling you, if y'all guys don't know about him, he is an absolute stud when it comes to getting people registered to vote. Mm-hmm. If you really want to make a difference, get under his wing, and you can do that. Go on Twitter or on X and say, hey, message him. He's very responsive on that.
Is he? Okay.
Yep. If you don't want to message him, quote tweet him or comment, quote reply to him, all that kind of stuff. If you are a squeaky wheel with Scott, he will get to you. And on top of that, he's working with the RNC, so he's going to have a whole team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So let's go back to that RNC, because I think you hit something that probably I need to do. So I'm guilty of this. Grant, I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm guilty of not volunteering for elections. So what you're saying is we need to go to the RNC. We need to sign up to be able to volunteer to either poll watch, to help vote, get out the grassroots effort to register people to vote. Whatever we can do, whatever they need us to do, they always want money. So you know that going into it. But if you want to volunteer for time, which is just as valuable as money, your resources, go on to the RNC, sign up to volunteer. So I'm going to make that commitment to you right now, Grant. I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to go on the RNC website and I'm going to reach out to Scott and say, what can I do to help grassroots in my county to help register people to vote?
Perfect. You got it down.
Yep. That's what we need to do nationwide. And look, it's not about having $1 million to give. It's not about, you know, I give $100 a month to the RNC or, well, to Win Red. I give $100 a month. You know, that doesn't, I mean, I blow more than that at a restaurant when my wife and I go out, right? So we can do $10 a month. It's not about how much you give. It's about what you do with the resources you have. And we need to stand up and draw a line in the sand and say, we're not going to take it anymore. We got to be willing to fight. If you're not willing to fight, you're going to lose what you have.
Right.
Yep. What's your big fight right now? What are you working on as far as a big fight right now?
I'm very worried. So I've got a couple of meetings in DC. I'm not going to really disclose what that's going to be discussed just yet, but I will say it has a lot to do with how the Democrats are going to be censoring this election.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into too many details, but we're already seeing a couple, you know, red flags popping up.
Yep.
Got a couple of meetings in DC, coming up. We got to go discuss with, congressmen and women to discuss how we're going to fix this.
So the Google suppression is real.
100%. It's all real. Everything's justice. Real. You remember how they're shutting down accounts for saying that the vaccine was killing people or hurting people. Mm-hmm. It's still unproven that it was killing people, but now the CDC is saying it at least hurt people.
Yep. Right. That's right. That's right.
So then everybody's getting, you know, banned for talking about that. Well, now they're already banned. The damage is done. But what they said was true.
Yep.
So you censored them because the CDC didn't say that it was true yet. So, okay. Oh, I got to trust the CDC to tell me what's real and what's fake. Okay. So that brings back the whole First Amendment problem, right? With the clueless judge that thinks the government is the all ruling big brother.
That's
right?
Justice Jackson. Justice Jackson.
Yeah, it's 1984. It really is.
Yeah. So raise your hand if you trust the CDC.
Can't do that,
right? I mean, I find it very interesting. You know, there were some things that happened in 2020 that really changed my life a lot. One, I had a heart attack. And so from a health perspective, the one thing I was not going to do is stick a vaccine in my body that had no rhyme or reason or to tell me whether I was going to get COVID or not. And so, Grant, I'll tell you, I've not had a vaccine. I refuse to take a vaccine. I'm not taking the flu vaccine. I'm not taking any vaccine, right? But the reality is I've not had COVID. I've not been around people. And I've been around everybody I can imagine. I didn't hold back. When somebody got COVID, I still hung out with them. My wife's had COVID a couple times. Slept in the same bed. I didn't get COVID. Thank you, Lord, I didn't get COVID. I've been tested for the antibodies. I've had probably 30 different COVID tests and yet have not had it. And I did not take the vaccine. And so I remember the company I worked for at the time was pressuring me to take the vaccine. And I said, can you tell me I'll never get COVID if I take the vaccine? And she said, no, the HR lady said, no. I said, can you tell me I won't have any additional health problems if I take the vaccine? She said, no. I said, then why would I take it? Well, you're helping other people around you not get it. I said, so you're saying if I take the vaccine, now she's no health professional, okay? She's a lawyer, which means HR lawyer, it could get difficult. But what she said was, you're helping the people around you. I said, so you're saying if I take the vaccine, the other people around me can't get COVID. Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Then why would I take it? And I said, look, I've got a lot of health problems already with my heart attack. And so there for about 9 months, I really struggled. And I'm like, you can't convince me there's a good way to take this vaccine and keep me safe. Now you look back and you say that that I just posted that on X, by the way. If you follow me on Dirt Road Success on X, you'll find I just put that chart out of all the different health problems that have been caused by the vaccine and which vaccine caused them. And it's pretty amazing when you think about, man, there's a lot of people with some serious health problems. Nobody's talking about in the news how many people have died since they took the shot and right after it and how it impacted them. Now, they want to say, oh, the COVID shot had nothing to do with it. But when you do the autopsies and you see all these blood clots and you see all these problems, there's an anomaly there. There's a consistent anomaly with the people who have passed away that have gotten the shot and the health issues that they've had to overcome. Some didn't make it. Some have, but it's also caused a lot of issues. So, you know, my thing is this, look, it's my body. It was when you had all these left-leaning liberals saying, my body, my choice. When it came to the vaccine, I said, my body, my choice. Oh, no, it's not your choice. Well, yeah, it is. But it's good for thee, but not for me. So it's good for them to say, it's my body, my choice. I can abort a baby at birth if I want to, because that's what they said. My body, my choice. But I can't say the same thing when it comes to a vaccine. And the hypocrisy is so blatant, it's unreal. You know, I say not my president. Joe Biden's not my president. Donald J. Trump's my president. That's right. My president. Joe Biden's not my president. And I'm probably going to get banned for this. And I don't care. Go to Americanic.com and follow me there, because we got some of these topics that's going to be coming up about this election even more. But, well, boy, let me tell you, when people said Donald J. Trump is not my president, well, the media didn't care. But if I said Joe Biden's not my president, oh, my gosh, now the red flags go off. It's the hypocrisy is keep doing what you're doing, I guess is what I'm saying, Grant. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're giving people an opportunity to see the truth. You're exposing the lies and the hypocrisy of the left that when it's done on the right, oh, my gosh, you know, you think the world is falling apart. So, oh, yeah. I appreciate you being on the show, man. It's so good to see you again, too. I miss hanging out with you on the beach, and we need to do that again pretty soon. Or I just need to come down to Louisiana and visit and eat some good food with you. You got any good food down there?
Oh, you know it. You know it's good down here. But no, I'm still in Florida. I mean, I have my place in Louisiana, but I'm still in Florida, and I plan on seeing you there this summer. We're gonna have some fun.
I guarantee it. You remember the big boat I liked?
I do.
Maybe we can get one of those big boats and go out and do some fishing. You may have to teach me how to fish a little bit.
I can do that.
So thank you so much for being on the show. So please go follow Grant Godwin, the typical liberal. He's on all the mediums and he's exposing the lies of the left. We got to have people like you, Grant, doing the work you're doing, or we're not going to get the truth. And appreciate, say good buddy, say hi to your good buddy Rogan for me, and love to have him on the show too. Get down and dirty with some things, and give your wife a big hug for us. We miss you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Look forward to seeing you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.